Yes, exactly. It's a school. And the Sangha is a school within a school. But we're here to learn to grow in wisdom and in love, because it is love that gave birth to this universe. But the ego is contracted against love. It's in a state of aggression, paranoia, anxiety, greed, all of those negative states we have to grow out of. That's the first level of the lessons, right? In the Bhagavad Gita, these are well known as the five vices: kama, krodha, lobha, moha, ahankar. Right? Desire for sensual objects is unsatisfactory because it's a mirage. No matter what kind of objects they are, they won't give satisfaction. So first one has to learn. That is, a desire will not bring you what you think you want. And the same with greed of hoarding things and status and position. And anger at the frustrations of life, that must be surrendered too. It's an addiction. And ultimately, all of one's attachments to name and form and family and even what one thinks of as one's loved ones that one didn't love unconditionally but loved in order to get recognition and a sense of goodness and wholeness. All of those things until finally the ahankar, even the sense of egoic identity itself. And once you have learned all of those lessons, then life really begins. And one enters the graduate level of training here, in which one is then prepared for higher levels of being beyond this phenomenal world.